Yes, please.
Please rise for our morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Great job!
Happy birthday to Vinnie Conti. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving this person in our Duchenne community another year of life. Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Mrs. Turner, your beloved athletic director, also known as the huge pregnant lady that shows up at all the sporting events and always asks you guys to help me clean up when the games are over. As many of you already know, I graduated from Duchenne in 1996. I attended Missouri Western State University, where I pursued an associate's degree as a physical therapist assistant, as well as a bachelor's degree in health and exercise science. After graduating, I began my career at 24 Hour Fitness, where I worked for 8 years. During that time, I also began coaching the JV basketball team at Duchenne. I began coaching the track and field here, and then completed the trifecta by adding cross country to the mix. It was clear that I truly enjoyed working with teens and quickly realized that I wanted to work with high school kids full time. So that being said, I made the decision to go back to school and I earned my master's degree in teaching. Unfortunately, at the time I finished, there were no teaching positions available at DHS, so I was employed by another local high school, which will remain nameless, for 3 years before returning home to Duchenne as the athletic director just 4 short years ago. Coming back to Duchenne was an easy decision. It genuinely felt like I was coming home. My entire childhood consisted of coming to Duchenne to watch my older siblings play football, basketball, baseball, and even cheer at games. Much of my adult life has been spent cheering for my niece and nephews at different Duchenne events as well. I imagine that my time as a student at Duchenne was much like yours is today. I cried, just like Natalie Schroeder, when my team lost the basketball district championship on a last second shot my junior year. In 1994, I cheered until I lost my voice, just like Dave Kinnison, when our boys soccer team won the state championship. And like Jack Buskin, I also signed up for beginning and advanced team sports as many times as humanly possible before I graduated. When I came back to Duchenne as athletic director, I learned that even though there were many different faces walking the halls, so much was still the same as when I was here so many, many years ago. Mrs. Witzel is still teaching about gas laws in chemistry class. Mr. Cerruti is still wearing his button-down shirts and khaki pants. Mrs. Moore is still everyone's favorite teacher. And Mr. Stiegel remains the loudest human being I have ever encountered. Our school pride and school spirit remains second to none, and we continue to have the most supportive fans and student sections of any school in the area. But there's so much more to it than just these things. Duchenne is still filled with people that truly care about each other. The Pioneer family continues to be a very real thing, and I hope that all of you are able to genuinely feel this sense of belonging during your time here. I know I certainly did, and I continue to feel it now from the faculty, staff, and most of all from you, the students. Like I mentioned before, my brothers and sister attended Duchenne. My nieces and nephews went here. Shout out to Luke Lowenstein. Coach Turner and I met here, and we actually got engaged on the soccer field and had our wedding reception in the gym. Before we know it, baby Turner will be wreaking havoc on the DHS faculty, and God willing, he or she will be graduating from DHS in the year 2035. To say that this school and community mean a lot to my family and I is an understatement. It's difficult to describe to anyone that hasn't actually been a part of Duchenne exactly why this community is so important to us. Sometimes it's just easier to explain it by saying it's a Duchenne thing. You wouldn't understand. I could go on and on and on about how wonderful it is here, but I'll stop now because I like to consider my husband the long-winded one in the family, and you can ask any soccer player that's ever attended a banquet. I pray that each of you can appreciate how lucky and blessed you are to be a part of such a wonderful family at Duchenne. Thank you for listening, and go Pioneers.